After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salam upon our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting an ayat of the Quran al-Karim and a hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our guest from Mombasa, Kenya, has mentioned that we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties that He has bestowed upon us, and of the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to perform salah. He says in the hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever performs his Isha salah with Jama'ah and Fajr salah with Jama'ah, he gets the reward of making ibadat for the whole night. So if you perform the Isha salah, you got the reward of half the night. And if you perform the Fajr salah with Jama'ah, then you got the other half of the night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me us a tawfiq of coming for salah.
فالنعم التي جاءت من الله سبحانه وتعالى إخواني مختلفة فالنعم التي جاءت من الله سبحانه وتعالى يكون مختلفة فأكبر نعمة هو نعمة الدين إخواني ونعمة فأكبر نعمة هو نعمة الدين ونعمة الإسلام ونعمة الإبهان وتعالى أعطانا هذا فكل شخص إذا كان عنده رئاسة وإذا كان عنده مال وإذا كان عنده سيارات والجاه والشرف وكل شيء لكن ما عنده دين فهو خسر في الدنيا والآخرة وأما من جهة الآخر إذا كان عنده دين لكن ما عنده مال ما عنده جاه والشرف وما عنده السيارات وما عنده أي شيء هذا فاز في الدنيا والآخرة.
So they show the importance of how important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this Allah has blessed us with the blessing of deen and Islam and Iman. Such a great bounty and ni'mat this is. To understand it, a person can have position, status, a person can have wealth, can have car, can have house, can have all the worldly things, but he does not have deen, he does not have iman, then this person is a failure, unsuccessful, both in this dunya and in the hereafter. On the opposite side, a person can have nothing of the world, however he has deen and iman, this person is successful both in this world as well as in the hereafter.
هذه النعمة ثمينة كيف هذه النعمة الثمينة كيف نحفظ وكيف يكون عندنا حتى نموت الطريق هو واحد فقط وهو أن نكون ندعو الناس إلى هذا الدين ونقوم لأجل دين الله سبحانه وتعالى فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقول قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يتكلم مع القريش يقول هذه سبيلي هذه هو طريقي أدعو إلى الله أدعو الناس إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى تعرف لكي يبقى هذا الدين لابد أن نكون ندعو الناس إلى دين الله عز وجل فيقول أنا هذا الطريق وهذا العمل لي فأيضا ومن اتبعني وكل شخص اتبعني ماذا يسمى كل شخص اتبعني وتكلم بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله يقول هذا
الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us this bounty of iman. A very important angle and respect, very important part in this regard is that how that we live with this iman and we leave this world with iman. How we protect this iman that it stays with us and we not lose this. In this, our respected brother explained and Sheikh mentions that the way to do this is to invite others towards this deed and towards this iman. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us protect this iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعْنِي. Say to them, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadhihi sabili, this is my path. The path of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he invites to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that follow and make the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is also their responsibility that they should invite. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect their iman. So those that are the muttabi', those that are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should understand, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inviting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is their responsibility, it is their duties. We as followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also have to invite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our responsibility.
InshaAllah, ikhwani, la nureed an natil al-kalam, lakin hadhi al-umma hiya ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa alayha mas'uliyatan. Al-mas'uliyat al-awwal, أن تعبد الله ولا تشرك ولا يشرك به شيئا، والثاني أن يبلغ هذا العبادة وهذا الدين على الآخرين. فأما أمة المقدمة قبل أمة محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام كان عليها مسؤولية واحدة، وهي ماذا؟ أن يعبدوا الله ولا يشركون به شيئا، ولا عليهم الدعوة ولا أي شيء. كانوا أنبياءهم يفعلون هذا البلاغ وهذا الرسالة، لكن أما نحن فالله سبحانه وتعالى فرض علينا هذا المسؤولية.
Brother says, I do not want to lengthen the discussion. The most important angle I expect you should realize and understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two responsibilities. And compared to the other the nation that had come previously, they had only one responsibility, and that was to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of tabligh and the object of promoting the deen and propagating the deen was left totally upon the shoulders of the anbiya of the past. They had to do it. It was not compulsory upon their followers. However, in regards to us, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala has given us and selected us for, one is to make the ibadah of Allah ta'ala, and has given us that responsibility of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that sharaf and that status, like how the anbiya used to invite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That responsibility, that duty, Allah ta'ala has also put it on our shoulders to do the work of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is to invite to us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Are you ready for that, inshallah? Inshallah. This Jamaat has come here from Kenya, Mombasa, alhamdulillah, first place, the venue, they have come to our masjid, alhamdulillah. They'll be spending 2 days of here. So all of us request to join this Jamaat, to meet this Jamaat, inshallah, to take this Jamaat out, inshallah, during the day also, and inshallah the gush will take place after Asr, and the main bayan will be after Maghrib. Before Maghrib will be the main bayan, inshallah. So the Jamaat here will be 2 days. Also to inform you, alhamdulillah, we are very happy that we have also another Jamaat coming in on Saturday from Bangalore, Mastura Jamaat, and the ladies will be staying by our brother Imran's house, who lives in the residence of Dr. Sikandar, inshallah. So inform our ladies of this Jamaat that will be coming in on Saturday and Sunday. They'll be having two programs, Saturday and Sunday. Inform the ladies, and the men will be in our masjid, inshallah. So join this Jamaat, assist this Jamaat, and inshallah, in this way we'll be assisting in doing, and we'll be fulfilling, inviting to Allah ta'ala. Allah gives tawfiq.
Subhanallah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu.